This is the Tane Jiggler reporting in from the way back from the beach. Just a couple things I'd like to note from the weekend. Number one, on the way down here, we picked up two random girls that decided they would like to stay with us because we were the coolest people that they have ever met, and we're probably the only people that they've ever talked to because they have no friends, supposedly. Number two, I would just like to point out that there were not a lot of beaners down here this weekend. Bunch of cornbread, not a lot of beaners. Number three, which I thought was quite interesting, and I'd like to buy one myself, was Abdul, who was wearing the solar-powered hat that had a fan attached to it that blew in his face. I think it was pretty good because he was definitely hitting all the fish today. He was pulling off fish left and right, and I'm pretty sure it had something to do with the environmentally friendly solar-powered fan hat. Number three. Was it three? Four. Can't count. Four would be the Ford Crown Vic that we saw this weekend. It looked like a fishing lure or something that just came out of a 92 box of Crayola crayons. It was bright metallic green. Kind of looked like a seedless watermelon. It was jacked up about 3 inches, had 22s on it, and had the Ford emblem pasted all over it. Pasted, stamped, stickered, and again with the cornbread. Number five, the gentleman wearing the safety vest at the cashier station at the Wawa gas station. I asked him if it was safe to ring up my items. He said yes. I walked out and told him, be safe crossing the street, crossing guard, cashier man. And he just looked at me and cracked his neck.
And number six,
the burning of the body. Numerous bodies being burnt. Thought it'd be a good idea to go out and lay in the sun for a couple hours without any suntan, lotion, screen, spray. We all look like a bunch of lobsters. Yes, good call, Captain. And the slapping of the backs.
Oh, it's very nice.
Mayonnaise in the ranch. In Franklin's mouth. He was sitting on the couch, actually laying on the couch sleeping, and he had his mouth wide open. There was just a sign hovering above his head that says, please insert something here. So the captain and T decided we would grab the condiments from the night before and have been sitting out on the counter, which would have included the mayonnaise and the ranch squirt bottles. Decided to fill Franklin's mouth up. He woke up drooling out ranch and mayonnaise, saying, what the fuck, what the fuck? Sounds kind of familiar. Please refer back to the antiquing of the Franklin.
It looked like the crowd blew a load.
It looks like Big Brown just blew a load in his mouth because he was pissed that he broke his leg and couldn't finish the race. So he, Big Brown marks all over Franklin's face. But that's all I have for now. Probably report back to you in a little bit. Oh, and I did forget one, the search and seizure we just drove by with four or five cop cars searching one little tiny Dodge Neon. And I'm pretty sure that guy was getting a cavity search at the back of the Ford Explorer. Alrighty then. Till next time, Beatus.